Case number 12936, Sierra Village, seeks variances from the side yard setback and separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northwest of Atlantic Avenue and northeast of Skyview Street within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park, Lot 48. The 911 address is 19980 Atlantic Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3144, Lot E48. Applicant is seeking 10 variances. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 13 mail return. And the variances are as follows. 4.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed HVAC to the landing on Lot E46. A 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to landing on Lot E46. A 7.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to the shed on Lot E46. A 10.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to shed on Lot D47, an 8.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot D47, a 5.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot D47, a 1.2-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement from proposed shed to the shed on Lot E50, a 6.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot E50, a 5.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to the HVAC on Lot E50, a 3.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot E50. I think that's all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. You guys changed seating arrangements on me. In regards to the uniqueness of this property, the uniquely narrow dimensions of this lot create a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining a minimum separation distance. As you all are aware, the community was laid out in the 50s and 60s prior to the current zoning requirements. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home, and we've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but are unable to place the home within the required setbacks. Although the home is narrower than the prior combined total footprint of the home and addition that were removed, the narrow shape of the lot and the previous build out of the surrounding lots and adjacent lots make it difficult to place the home. In the process of placing this new manufactured home, we are addressing and correcting the 5-foot lot setback, which was not previously intact. The lot cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the uniqueness of the property, we cannot develop in strict conformity to Sussex County zoning. We propose to place a normal size width manufactured home that is consistent with other homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and without the said variance, the property cannot be developed. That the need is not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. It's due to the uniquely narrow width of the unit or the land. And the build out there of the neighboring lots. As previously noted, the new replacement home has a footprint which is more narrow than the prior home footprint, yet we still need a variance for placement. The home that was previously on the lot was surrendered to us as uninhabitable, and we did demolish the unit. The variances will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. Nor will it be detrimental or to the public welfare thereof. We're asking for this variance to add to the conformity of the community, to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. The previous 1966 home was surrendered, and as I mentioned, demolished after the structure itself had begun to fail. Lastly, that this is the minimum variance required to afford relief. And this was the least modifications possible of the zoning requirements.
Questions?
Would you say that the placement of the other homes creates an issue with this and how it squeezes that building envelope based on how they're positioned right now, currently?
There's quite significant build-out around the unit itself, and that's definitely creating some difficulty.
Thank you.
On lot D47, is that shed right on the property line, or does it actually cross over?
It appears to be touching based on the survey.
That's all I have.
Mr. Sharp?
Am I correct in looking at your site plan here? It looks like there's the prior mobile home is on there shaded behind it. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's the one that was demolished?
Correct.
And that looks like it was closer to lot E46 than what you've got proposed here, right?
Correct. It almost engulfed the entire 5-foot setback.
Okay. So you've gotten that off of the property line and more centered this dwelling on the lot. Is that right?
Correct.
And is this the narrowest and I guess the smallest type model that you were able to find?
Currently.
Yeah. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
That conclude your presentation, ma'am?
It does, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12936 Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12936 for Sierra Village for the request of variances. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property is unique physical conditions because due to the size, I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved.